On 90.3 KAZU, I'm Doug McKnight. Driscoll's is the world's largest berry distributor. In an industry often criticized for its abuses, it has a reputation of being socially responsible. Even so, farm workers and activists are targeting the family-owned company, saying it allows unfair labor practices. KAZU's Samantha Clark reports.
Outside of Driscoll's headquarters in Watsonville, about 24 protesters are calling for a boycott of the company's berries. They chose Cesar Chavez's birthday yesterday to press for higher pay and better working conditions.
We're here asking Driscoll's to not exploit our people!
The demonstration is part of a month-long West Coast effort to strengthen the boycott. Lead organizer Ramon Torres of Families United for Justice says he hopes to win a union contract later this year.
Because it's the only way that farm workers make sure that we have rights, you know? It's the only weapon that we have to make these companies do the right thing.
Torres and some of the protesters pick berries for Sukuma Brothers Berry Farm. It's an independent grower for Driscoll's in Washington State. The workers have taken the farm to court over pay and housing issues. Now they want Driscoll's to force Sukuma to accept their union contract. Driscoll's CEO Kevin Murphy says that's not the company's place.
We feel very strongly that it's not our role to tell employees that they have to unionize or not unionize. We totally believe in the right of workers to organize. Any way that we can help facilitate Sukuma working with their employees better, we're all for that, but we can't force them to join a union.
Torres says he doesn't see that logic.
They cannot make Sukuma sign a contract, but they can support exploitation.
About 700 farmers worldwide supply Driscoll's with berries. Though they operate as independent businesses, they're supposed to meet Driscoll's worker welfare standards, which include some of the highest wages.
When we hear these kind of accusations, we take them very seriously.
The protesters disagree, and they want stronger protections. But part of the problem is Washington's labor laws. It's harder for agricultural workers to win union contracts there because the state doesn't grant collective bargaining rights to farm workers like a few other states do. California, for example, has the California Agricultural Labor Relations Act.
And that has a very clear process for unionization. We're in support of that. The problem here in Washington State is that there isn't that system. So while there's the right for people to unionize, there's no real process to follow. And I think that's part of the issue here.
Still, pickers in Mexico who went on strike last year have also joined the boycott in hopes of getting a better contract too. They want to build this boycott on the scale of Cesar Chavez's grape strike of the 1960s to instigate industry-wide reforms that go beyond Driscoll.
We're not fighting only for our union, we're fighting for all the workers.
The labor movement in Mexico also put Driscoll's at the center of an effort to improve working conditions for farm workers there. And Driscoll stepped up to the plate as a leader for change. The company pressured the Mexican government to help end the strike and has started a fair trade program in Baja California with Costco and Whole Foods.
Over and above that, we have one of our executives in Mexico who's leading a coalition of government, NGOs, and businesses to look at the overall agricultural labor practices in the country, which is way beyond berries. It's all farm products.
Driscoll says it's doing what it can, but its powers may be limited because it's neither a grower or a retailer. Murphy says stores, farmers, and consumers need to be a part of a solution as well. For KAZU News, I'm Samantha Clark.